Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talk. I'm glad you joined me today. I have a couple of really important shows coming up. I'm going to have Dr. Kaz Ingram with me in just a few minutes, and he's going to talk about diabetes. We haven't covered that subject with him, but he has some very interesting ways of dealing with diabetes in a very natural way. And some of the same things that I've been teaching for years, but I always learn something from Dr. Ingram. And when you've written 30 books or more, maybe on 31 now or 32, you really gather a lot of information and organize that information in your head really well. And then you have all these experiences with different products to justify what you think may work. A lot of times research comes out and says, oh, something's really good. Oh, it's fantastic. At least it was with laboratory mice or with a few people. And then you put it out on the market and people don't see the same results. And you go, well, I thought this was supposed to be the next best thing. I don't want to use sliced bread, but I guess I'll use the term, the old one, sliced bread. But next best, greatest thing that ever came down the pike. Well, that's not necessarily how it always works. Sometimes things are as good as they claim to be. And that's what gets me excited. And after 23 years of doing this on live radio, but I was a spokesman for some different companies on nutrition back when I was in my 40s, and then I had lectured around the world on exercise because I invented the Hydratone exercise system, and I had been starting studying nutrition when I was 14 years old when I first started reading magazines for weightlifting and stuff, and the information was really poor, but I've been studying this stuff for many, many years. I think one of the most interesting books I ever read was a life extension book by Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw back in 1980. And some of the things that they were talking about then, I'm still doing it. I'm still using arginine nitric oxide-based products. Now, he thought it would be a growth hormone release, but it's really about the nitric oxide probably more than anything. But nevertheless, there's been some great things, and you wouldn't have think this technical book, somewhat technical. I mean, it's about 4 inches thick, or thicker, and it sold like 2 million copies. But it was a very important book at the time, and it really stimulated my thinking, though. I'm still pretty young in 1980, starting to think, what do we do to avoid aging? Well, that's what this show has become. It's we talk about how to avoid diseases, and Dr. Ingram is a leading world expert on that. And so that is one side of it. You can be really healthy and be taken down by a disease, as we all know, with coronavirus killing people. You go, wow, I thought that person was as healthy as can be. It's not always how healthy you are, though. Having obesity, diabetes, heart disease, a number of other things really makes you more susceptible to dying from the coronavirus. Nevertheless, there's people out there that are healthy that just their system gets overwhelmed by it. So, to live long, you need two things. You need to avoid disease. You also need to avoid accidents and stuff, but you need to avoid being taken down by disease. And then you need things that rebuild the body. Stem cells is one of the things. Mitochondria energy is the other thing. And the third thing is telomeres. And then the stem cells, when they start rebuilding the body, they may also, and mitochondria, they may also get the glands working at a useful level. So then you have a natural flow of growth hormones, HGH. But that's something also very, very important for anti-aging. And the leptin hormone in the body needs to be working the way it's supposed to be able to burn fat. And so we have so many different things that need to be taking place. Well, that's what I'm doing with this show, folks. And you'll see me leaning that way in 2021 now. I'll be doing more and more on how to stay young. And I may even go back to my old name, Answers to Aging. I'm thinking about picking that up. I have that name, that domain name. I have it as Answers with the number 2 aging and also with TO. There's enough about to cover on all the aspects of staying young, youthful, and vital. We all know those people out there that live to be in their 100 years old, and sometimes they're going, oh, yeah, I'm doing really well. I like to go for a walk every day. I like to, you see some 100-year-old guy or woman out dancing on the dance floor. You go, wow, that's pretty amazing. And sometimes those people do not necessarily live what I consider a healthy lifestyle. But their systemic antioxidants in their body, their glutathione, their catalase, and SOD are genetically programmed to be very, very high in their system. And so that allows him to take all kinds of incoming bombardment from diseases, from free radicals, from just environmental things, and they can withstand it where we may not if we don't naturally have that. But we now have systems where we can raise that. This company I'm going to talk to in just a little bit, I'm going to talk to this lady. She's a health practitioner. She helps people with cancer a lot. She's been doing this for 30 years. Her and I have a similar background. And we're going to be talking to Jackie Smith in just a little bit. And they have a product that raises glutathione 300% in 24 hours. That's amazing, folks. Normally, you have to go get IVs of glutathione to do that. And sometimes the IVs won't do it. But this does. So there's so many wonderful, wonderful aspects to this, what we're going to be covering. And I did last week, I talked to Roger Hill about and had him play a couple of the testimonies. We're going to do more next week on that, on the effects of raising mitochondria and getting the cells healthy. And those are extraordinary. Both of these companies have extraordinary, extraordinary results on people and things that I wouldn't have thought can be turned around, but were. Now, we're going to be right back, folks, and I'm going to bring on Dr. Ingram, and then we're going to talk to Jackie Smith. One of the best things I can tell you about to improve your health and stay healthy is a product called Ultra Mito Restore by Fox Legacy. And you can look it up by going to foxxrestore.com. This product has 28 different units plus black seed, olive oil, and olive leaf in it. I've seen more things turn around because of the XDS technology, the delivery system, that I would never thought was possible. And I want you to become familiar with this product and start using it because you'll see your life change with it. It's really that powerful.
Hi, that's Robert Gene. I bet you're ready. You tried everything. You tried the drugs. You tried the treatments. You tried the therapies. And you still got the problem? Check me out. I will change your life. I know how the brain works. I know how to shift memories. And I know how to get you on a new start. SkillsToChange.com is a beginning place where your life will start to shift and change. It's about time. Come join me. Learn about how to be in control of your life. SkillsToChange.com.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Write this number down, 405-627-1964, 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is a one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend five times as much to get all this packed into that product. But also the Gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, which I always like to say you can find also by going over to Pandora or to iHeartRadio.com and go up to podcasts and put in Dan's Health Talk. So not only do you live it here, listen to it here on Health Cafe, but you'll be in a week, this show will be up there. And so like my guest right now is Dr. Kaz Ingram. And Dr. Ingram, if you're looking for something that we talk about, you may, a week or two later, you may go, oh, there's Dr. Kaz Ingram. I want to hear that again. And you can go back in, listen to it again, 6 months later. So if something gets past you, you go, what were they saying there? It's right there. You don't have to lose it. And you can buy one of his books by going to knowledgehousepublishers.com or Dr. Ingram. Is it Dr. Kaz Ingram, Doc, or Dr. Ingram?
Dr. Kaz is good enough.
Okay, that'll get you. There's not a lot of Dr. Kaz's out there.
Kaz Ingram, .com or Kaz Ingram YouTube is.
Okay, yeah, C-A-S-S, Ingram.com will get you where you can find all his books, and they're great books.
Write that book, The Natural Cures for Diabetes and Natural Cures for High Blood Pressure, and then there are other topics at hand that we've got to cover, really. So,
well, let's talk about diabetes. And diabetes and heart disease goes hand in hand, so you may have some things you want to say about that, because I know that North American has some fantastic black seed.
In diabetes, the problem is that we've become carbohydrate intolerant.
That's right.
But there can be other factors like infection by parasitics, fungi, and maybe we should take out the infection first, that's easiest, and then start to deal with the high carbohydrate diet too. But and then the infection with diabetes is there's a fungal element that pushes the diabetes, pushes. So sometimes you get the dramatic results when you attack the infection. Yeah. But not with drugs.
Well, you know, speaking of the infection, one of the things that stunned me years ago is when I realized that too much fungus in the body actually creates a craving for carbohydrates. And because the fungus wants the carbohydrates, so that manipulates our chemistry to make us crave it. And when you kill that, a lot of times the craving goes away.
That's true. It's got certain chemicals, the candida toxin and other mycotoxins, that it's the fungus secretes that forces us to dive into the carbos. So if you kill down the fungal levels, your cravings for carbohydrates and sugar reduce dramatically. And that's going to be the oregano oil, the juice of oregano. The combination would be spectacular. Oregaresp, which has the cinnamon in it. Those are the three really big antifungals. So you deal with the fungal issue, but then you have to deal with the diabetic issue. And that would go with the research we did at Georgetown University. When we found at Georgetown University that a different group of spices dramatically lowered the blood sugar level in the test animals, and the blood pressure came down. So it was a little different approach.
What are those spices?
Well, what we used was a combination of fenugreek, myrtle, which is Turkish mountain thing, oregano, cinnamon, and cumin. So that complex had a dramatic, and still has dramatic impact on humans. It's called oregulin. Oregulin drops or capsules. I love it. Using that with each meal and then going back and measuring your blood sugar could reduce your need for metformin, other anti-diabetic agents, and for even insulin itself. Which you would have to work with your doctor and all that, but the fact is you could cut the insulin by 50% or more.
That's well, you know, years ago I remember a lecturer saying that what cinnamon does, it cleans the receptor sites for insulin. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I never thought about how it did what it did.
And it does that, and it also acts as insulin itself. So does cumin. And when they cut out the pancreas of dogs, and they had this hyperglycemia and they had the disease because there's no insulin, they gave cumin, oil of cumin, and it acted as a natural insulin-like agent and kept the dogs from dying.
Wow.
So cumin and cinnamon together have some sort of an action. Definitely you could cut back on that medication.
That's
insulin is that's toxic amazing. Enough that you'd want to do that.
Yeah, people, this used to frustrate me. I'd give a lecture on diabetes or something, and someone says, well, I can eat the ice cream or whatever. All I have to do is take more insulin. I said, what you don't know is that insulin is, you take more than necessary. It's highly inflammatory. It causes the blood vessels to get thicker. So it's shutting down your cardiovascular system. It's doing a lot of damage, almost as bad as high blood sugar.
A lot of damage, and you want to cut that back by 50% or more. Oregulin is your key to do that. Oregulin capsules, 3 with each meal. Oregulin drops, 5 to 10 or 20 drops 3 times a day. Do that consistently, and your blood sugar will come down. Your need for medications will be reduced. And your physician can easily help you drop the dose by 50 to 75%, if not entirely altogether. Now, if you want to do it a little bit more aggressive, you add in the juice of oregano. The juice stabilizes the pancreatic cells.
Huh.
Juice plus this oregano, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Now, heart disease, you can have heart disease without having diabetes, but usually if you have diabetes, you're going to have heart disease down the line.
That's true, yeah. I mean, you know, again, we're dealing with this gross intolerance to carbohydrates, mm-hmm. refined sugar being the bugaboo of our civilization. And we get to the point where our blood sugars have run high enough that we feed the sugar, we feed the yeast. Did you know that if you eat a teaspoon of refined sugar, you will build 1 billion candida organisms in your bloodstream?
In your bloodstream?
You can imagine if a person eats a piece of a 3-layered chocolate cake, they're going to have 20 billion, 10 billion yeasts going around.
Now, this is not in your gut. You're saying in your bloodstream alone?
In blood.
Wow.
Measurable.
Wow.
Yeah. And if you take those yeasts, let's say that you increase them and you feed 2 or 3 more teaspoons, again, swallowing those, then you go up billions more. Billions upon billions. And you wonder why people say, well, gee, ever since I took that oil of oregano and I started pounding the juice of oregano, I'm feeling better.
Huh.
I just feel better overall. It's because they're dropping their yeast levels down.
That is pretty amazing. Now, I can see the gut's a large area where you have billions and billions and trillions of yeast and bacteria and all these things going on. But to have a billion or to have billions of yeast in your blood, now that, folks, is very dangerous, very scary.
It is very scary, and Candida pneumonia is a major cause of fatality. So we have to watch that, and the way we monitor that is by pounding down the oregano oil. If we ever have a high risk of candida, we've taken too many antibiotics, we've consumed the sugar, we binge out during the holidays, get some of the oil of oregano, get some oregaris, get some juice, and start pounding that down for a week or two to clean out the secondary fungal infections. It's not just candida, though. You have people who walking around right now with aspergillus black mold, with mm-hmm. mycotuberculosis, right? Half bacteria, half fungus. Then you have penicillium, which is the green one you see on bread. Stachybotrys. There's enough mold to go around, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I think there's 400,000 different pathogens that fall in the line of parasites and mold and bacteria. And
I wouldn't be surprised. I know one study showed, this is an interesting one, on esophagitis. All off topic, but they found 100 different pathogenic bacteria in the patient's esophagus. And then you have SIBO, where they're finding countless bacteria inside the small intestine. And now, the latest on Crohn's disease is it's from Candida species deeply buried in the intestinal wall. So what isn't infectious? Therefore, it's one thing to talk about the benefit of oregulin for regulating blood sugar. It's a far more profound thing to say, well, how can I clean out the fungus to such a degree that I can comfortably lay or sit, that I can comfortably, you know, move my way through life without having crisis, without having diabetes, without having pre-diabetes, heart attacks, strokes, which can all be fungal. Don't forget, the fungus creates a stickiness, to gum up the blood so that it can operate within these pockets. If you clean out that fungus, your risk for strokes, clots, peripheral artery inflammation and congestion decreased dramatically.
You know, that stickiness that you're talking about, folks, you all know what it looks like. It's that plaque that builds up on the teeth, also builds up inside the arteries, inside around the organs and everything else. And and so you think about how hard that is, trying to scrape that off. The dentist takes that little pointy thing and tries to scrape that off. But since there's a bacteria underneath it that's helping, that's pulling that together. I read an article one time, Doc, and they called it, and they referred to it, that there's a form of bacteria where, am I using the right word? But basically,
is it nanobacter or something else?
I'm not sure.
Pleomorph, L form?
No. Here's the thing that I was trying to say with it. The bacteria stays quiet. It doesn't announce that it's around until it gets to a certain level. And it has to build.
That'd be a quorum. That'd definitely be stealth.
Yeah, and it's a quorum level. And when that quorum gets to a certain level, it builds up this plaque. And it gets to a certain level, and then it starts communicating with each other. Well, now it's too much for the immune system to be able to get to. And so things like the retinol oil will break that apart and break that down.
The biofilm you're talking about.
The biofilm, but it's
so it melts the biofilm, and so it's to attack the diabetic or the heart disease or pre-heart disease or syndrome X state, I would highly recommend the oil, the juice, the Oregarisp for that component, and then for the blood sugar component, the Oregan, because don't forget, the blood sugar is tightly regulated. If it's constantly up 20 points, you're going to feed the fungus. It's going to get what it desired.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have this problem of colonization by candida, fibromyalgia, autoimmune, lupus. You'll have this scleroderma. You'll have potentially the issue of the colitis, the irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, all because you've been colonized with fungal forms.
Well, I've also heard, and you would be the expert on this, that the hormones have a sugar component to them, and they're very sweet, and fungus likes to settle in our different glands.
Well, we know for sure the fungus and thyroid. If you have fungal overload, the thyroid's under such pressure. And we know that for sure that about one half of all Americans have a fungal infection in their adrenal glands. So then I suppose the gonads are next, but... That's a lot of people walking around that unknowingly are infested, but that are sick chronically because of that infestation. So, moral of the story is, as we close, all of you should be cleaning yourself out for 90 days, just as the Old Testament says, and take the wild oregano of the law, oil, juice, Oregarisp, maybe take a probiotic if you want. Bomb it out for 90 days. And don't forget the oregano we've talked about before. Case history. I have a guy here who works with a blood sugar about 220. He's 220, 230. Yeah. He's now at like 160, which is a significant improvement to people for this nutraceutical natural medicine. So if you cut your blood sugar by 30, 40, 50%, imagine how much you can reduce the insulin, the metformin. In fact, you'd have to reduce it. Otherwise, you'd get dizzy. Right.
Well, not only that, your brain fog and everything would be much clearer, and you're falling asleep in the middle of the day, and all the things that goes with high blood sugar.
You'd be crisp and clear with this oregano material, and so maybe go to your private health food store and say, I don't just want the oregano oil, I'm looking for oregulin to regulate my insulin, to regulate my pancreatic hormones, to regulate my system, so I'm not dependent on, on others and doctors, and I can be just fine with my diabetes.
Well, let me tell people, folks. I know you can hear this show any place in the world, and I want you to share it as much as you can. If you're listening to it and you're one of my listeners here in Oklahoma City, you can find it at Omega Health at 2427 North Council. You can find it at Meridian Nutrition at 1321 North Meridian. You can find it at Dotson's, the things we're talking about, over in Norman at 36 and Robinson. And I believe you can find at least some of this at Aiken's here in Oklahoma City. And then maybe
they're expanding quite a bit, so on the North America. So it's North American Herb and Spice, powerful oregano capsules, drops. And then the powerful triage to clean out the fungal infestation, which you must have if you have diabetes, pre-diabetes syndrome X, if your glycosylated hemoglobin is up, if your glucose is up, if you have also the sort of heart disease component, still would benefit hugely from this. And if you have the high blood pressure component, because the oregano material is successful there too. But the bottom line is, two things to think about with diabetes. Three things. Cut out the carbohydrates and the sugar. Clean out the fungal forms. It takes about 90 days. And take something to regulate the blood sugar, which would be the products mentioned. And let me summarize. Those are the oregano and the juice. And then the rest of the ideas we gave you were antifungal.
Yep.
Is diabetes a fungus? Possibly.
Always look, folks, for North American Herbal Spice. That's what I take. That's the really powerful products that will make a difference that you'll really notice. North America Urban Spice. Doc, we got to run, but I really appreciate it, buddy.
Sure, no problem.
Folks, this show is about changing your life, showing you nutritional products that really make a fantastic difference. A new technology that stimulates stem cells that are phenomenal, and I'm really loving the change in my own life. If you go to LIFEWAVE.com/RadioDan, you'll find this LifeWave technology, and you can find the science, the 100 patents they have. Folks, I feel like I did 20 years ago. Things aren't bothering me that were bothering me. So don't suffer. Go to LifeWave.com/RadioDan.
This Robert Gene, I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
You've heard me talk about the Fox Legacy products, the Ultramito Restore and Ultramito Rejuvenate. They're extraordinary products. But you need to hear the stories from the people. You need to hear some of the experts, including myself, talk about it in more depth. So every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central, figure out where you're at, whether you're East Coast, 12 o'clock, or in California, I guess that would be 9 o'clock in the morning. Call 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. And come in as my guest. I want to make you aware that there's a new website for this show. It's very simple. It's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. Find leads on where to hear this show again, the podcast. You're going to be able to look at things I may have talked about, go directly to those companies, read their books like Doug Kaufman or Dr. Kaz Ingram. I'm really pleased with this, thanks to my friend Twyla Wilson. Again, it's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. So share this information, danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway, and you're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And I have a friend of mine with me, Jackie Smith. And Jackie is a health coach, been a health coach for over 30 years. And Jackie, thank you for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me here, Dr. Dan.
Now, you have a very interesting background, so give people some details on your background.
Okay, well, I started out, I did my first 10 years as a health coach in the weight loss field, and then my mom developed cancer, and that put me into full body approach to healing. So the last 25 years, I've been working with a lot of people with cancer and critical situations where we're helping them to get back on their feet and get back into a healthy place. And along the way, it took me over to Africa and spent about 8 months over there working with doctors, teaching them about health and nutrition and stem cells. So it's been a kind of eclectic upbringing, if I say so myself.
Well, now, speaking of stem cells, you've been involved with stem cells for what, 15 years?
Yes. I'm on my 16th year now. Yes.
And I'm familiar with the other company that I'd done some radio shows with one of the developers of that a number of years ago. God, I don't know how long ago it was. When I first started regular radio, it was in March of 97. and probably 2 or 3 years into that, so around 2000 or so, I think it's maybe a little bit later than that. I don't know. It's hard to tell now. But anyway, there's a new technology for stem cells, because I had a doctor I used to have on a regular basis, and he would do injections that stimulated the body's stem cells to migrate over that. And for a lot of people, that works really well. But I know as you get older, your stem cells are lethargic and you don't have many. We get down to about 6% of what we might have had when we were six. Now at I'm 71, my body may only have 10% of the stem cells it normally has. And they're old stem cells. And so all these people out there trying to get youthful stem cells injected into them, which does work in a lot of cases, though it has side effects. I know of one couple, that a friend of my lady that I know, a friend of theirs, the husband and wife both spent $40,000 apiece on stem cell programs. It can be hellaciously expensive.
Yes, it can.
So,
and no guarantees. That's the thing that really makes it hard for people to decide on, is there's no guarantees. There could be a side effect. There are risks anytime you do any type of injections or surgical procedures. But with no guarantees, and the cost outlay is all by your own person, because there's no insurance right now that I know of that's covering it, it just can be cumbersome. So it's finding other answers.
Well, speaking of other answers, in fact, my old name for my show was Answers to Aging, and I still own that name, and I may use it again. And I was talking about that when I first opened the show today. But what are the how does this work? I'll let you explain how this X39 technology works.
Okay, so this literally is technology at its best, using light therapy. No side effects. Easy, affordable. Literally, you peel and stick and put a patch on the back of your neck or below your belly button, or if you've got an injury, you just put it near the injury site. And it's activating via light therapy. It's activating a copper peptide in our body, and that copper peptide signals our stem cells to activate and to come out and to circulate through the body and start looking for things that are wrong and repairing them. But there's a two-fold approach to how the patch works that makes this even more significant than just activating what we have. And that's the fact that it does something no other technology I know of does, and stem cell technology with injections or nutritionals doesn't do this either. And that's, it activates our active stems, our stem cells that are in the bone marrow at present, but it also changes the stem cells that are skin stem cells into pluripotent stem cells, so it reverts them back into their former state, and that increases the number of stem cells we have. So by not only activating but also increasing the number of pluripotent stem cells, we end up, what I see with my clients is it's slowing the aging process, and on some actually turning the clock back for them the longer they continue to wear the patches. So to me, that's significant.
Yeah, there's some if you go to, that picture of, is it Mandy? Is that the lady's name?
Yes, Mandy from New Zealand.
New Zealand. Amazing. And I thought she was probably using also this company, LifeWave, folks, has skin products that also work with copper peptide that builds collagen as well as stem cells. So I thought she's probably using both. Ends up, she's just using a patch. And yes. 1 month, you could see a difference in her face. And 1 year, I would say she looked 15 years younger. And then there's another picture. I'm not sure how much longer it was after the 1 year. I guess 4 or 6 months.
It actually says 18 months.
Okay.
18 months on the photo. If you go back to her actual original Facebook page, it's an 18-month picture where she's taking her picture along with the three above her. And has it all in there, and she says that she's not even in her 50s, she's not scared of the aging clock anymore. And I find that to be remarkable, because if you read her whole story, everybody just sees what happened with her face, but it got rid of back pain and knee pain and other things that she had wrong with her. It did all of that during that first year. And then you add to it more benefit wearing it another 6 months, the anti-aging effects are just remarkable. And it's not just her, though. It's so many others that I've seen the before and afters of that just, it totally knocks my socks off how many people have seen benefit and how quickly. Because that's the real big difference between what I've done in the past 15 years as opposed to this year working with this technology.
Well, I'm one of those people because the Mike Krusko and Phil Franklin had sent me some patches to try. And so I put one a few inches below my navel. And this summer, you know, I teach a fitness class, been teaching it for 20 years, actually much longer than that. I invented the exercise equipment back, started in 78. So I've been teaching fitness, but because I used to be an old weightlifter, I got where doing heavy leg presses really did a damage on my hip joints. And this summer, I wanted to do walking when I wasn't at the gym, when I wasn't doing my exercise. And I would start walking for about 5-10 minutes, and my hips would really start hurting. And if I kept walking for another 20 or 30, if I could walk through the pain, they would loosen up to a degree. But it really made it limited me, and I thought, oh, no, I'm going to end up having to have hip operation sometime. Well, I put that patch on. I drove down to a restaurant I like to eat at, and I'm walking from the bathroom back to my table. I went, wow, my hips don't hurt anymore. My back is much more upright. And I could feel the curvature of the back was regaining. And that night, I slept really good, which had been getting hard to get a difficult sleep because my neck also bothered me, and that had hurt me. I hurt it when I was 13 years old. And then I did more damage to it in martial arts and in football. Well, that took a few weeks. That felt good that night, but then it got a little worse, and then it got better. And now my neck is looser than it's been, since 13. And so I got immediate results on the lower body because that may have just been an inflammational tightening of the muscles that tie into the hip joint. I don't know. But the neck thing took a few weeks. And I know with stem cells injections, you actually want the cytokines to increase a little bit so the stem cells migrate there. And maybe this also does that. It wakes up the cytokines so it can message the stem cells that come there. So maybe we get a little worse before we get better. I don't know. Do you find that?
I have a keyhole effect with a lot of my clients where I tell them you got to walk back through the condition to get to the healing on the other side. And that's just part of what happens with some people. They have to retrace their steps. So if you're feeling discomfort in a certain area, it's usually because the stem cells are in there working in that area. I've actually had some people actually call me and tell me it felt like there was like a tingling sensation or heat in a certain area. Sometimes it's near where the patch is. Sometimes it's somewhere far away from the patch. And I think, again, that's just the fact that it's an energy source. We are energetic beings, so it's working off our energy field. And then on top of it, sometimes it's creating energy in an area where the discomfort is or the pain or the injury, and that's letting you know those stem cells are lit up and going to work in that area.
Yeah, the inventor of this and the CEO of LifeWave.
Oh, David Schmidt.
David Schmidt.
David Schmidt, uh-huh.
And David said, a lot of people like to put it next to an injury or right on that place that hurts. And they do have patches for pain that work real, real quick. I mean, real quick.
Yes.
But they, on this one, he said, we found if you put it on the C7 point where the cervix meets the thoracic, where the neck meets the rib cage, that point there, or you put it a few inches below the navel, it activates all through the body. It doesn't really need to be right next to the place you're trying to heal. And I thought, well, that's interesting. He's using the wisdom of acupuncture and Qigong energy flows and stuff to along with this to really make it work in a holistic way. Now, I hope I get it in the mirror because that lady, Mandy, I would say that 18 months later, she looked at least 25 years younger. And yes. I hope I get in the mirror and go, huh, I don't look like my dad anymore. I look like what I used to look like. But you know, I don't know if that
happens. That's why I always encourage everybody to take pictures and take them once a month so you can follow yourself as you go through the transformation. So many of us see ourselves in the mirror every day and the gradual changes you don't notice. But I've had so many of my clients have people walk up to them and literally two of them in 1 week were accused of having facelifts. They came back to me and said, "Is it that dramatic?" I said, "Did you take a picture?" And they were like, "Well, yeah. Well, did you look at your picture?" And they sent me the first picture and a current picture, and both of them, again, 4 to 5 years off of their face in 3 to 6 months. And it's just amazing because they don't see it until they look at the pictures and they're like, "Oh my, no wonder they were saying that." It's like, yeah, but yet you're telling me at times, you know, one of them had actually told me they didn't know if it was helping much. And it's like when you look at the pictures, you see how dramatic the changes, and it's like, how could you not understand? But it's, they just weren't looking at the pictures. So to me, it's just mind-boggling because, like I said, when you see somebody in their 60s or 70s that looks like they're 50 again, you know something's working. And then you get to talking to them and going through, how's your sleep? How's your energy levels? And they're saying it's improving, but it's just, it's gradual. It's not just it knocks you on your socks the first day and that's it. It's over time, it just gets better and better and better.
Well, actually, that's the other thing. Two other things happened with me. I think I might have had irritable bowel going on. I was trying a lot of different things, even went to a GI doctor on that. And I'm just looking at my clock here, but in the GI doctor, we were going to do all these tests. We did a CAT scan, still couldn't find out the problem. I put it under my belly button, and after a little while, it started feeling really good. I mean, I don't have the problem. And still need to get my gut back down to where it once was, but I don't have the problems with my gut. And my sleep, God, sleep is went from waking up in the middle of the night 2 or 3 times to getting to where I'm sleeping like a kid, and it just feels so good. You don't appreciate sleep until you start losing it, and then you get it back. Now, Jackie, we're just about out of time here, and folks, I have... I have an advertisement here where you can see how to get a hold of the X39. But Jackie, some people dealing with cancer and stuff may want some nutritional advice, even though I do that type of thing as well. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, email is usually the easiest way. It's askjackie, askjackie@gmail.com. Or they can simply text me if they'd like, and we can set up a time to talk, and that's 830-832-8011.
I really
appreciate anybody and everybody. I love what the patches are doing for people.
I do too. God, they're wonderful. They're so quick sometimes. Thanks again, Jackie. I really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for having me on again.
Folks, this show is about changing your life, showing you nutritional products that really make a fantastic difference. A new technology that stimulates stem cells that are phenomenal, and I'm really loving the change in my own life. If you go to lifewave.com/radiodan, you'll find this LifeWave technology, and you can find the science, the 100 patents they have. Folks, I feel like I did 20 years ago. Things aren't bothering me that were bothering me. So don't suffer. Go to lifewave.com/radiodan. Write this number down, 405-627-1964. 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is a one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend 5 times as much to get all this packed into that product. But also the gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. I want to make you aware that there's a new website for the show. It's very simple. It's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. Find leads on where to hear this show again, the podcast, You're going to be able to look at things I may have talked about, go directly to those companies, read their books like Doug Kaufman or Dr. Kaz Ingram. I'm really pleased with this, thanks to my friend Twyla Wilson. Again, it's Dan's Health Talks, DANSHealthTalks.com. So share this information, DansHealthTalks.com. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. I'm really glad you were with us today. I think with what Dr. Ingram told you about his nutritional approach for dealing with diabetes, and then with Jackie Smith, I think talking about this new technology, this X39 patch, it's very, very interesting how it works. And the Western world has a model of you inject some chemical into the body and it creates a certain chemical reaction. And that's how medicine works. And that's how they've been able to patent and get and make billions, trillions maybe, of dollars off injections. You know, vaccines, antibiotics, all these different things. But there's more to it than that. There's the body... The calcium, magnesium molecules or atoms flip back and forth. The potassium sodium on, they call it the sodium potassium pump, flip back and forth on the cell wall. I don't know if that's what creates the light waves within the body, but you're full of light waves inside of it. I can see it, and you've seen it too, but you probably thought your eyes are playing tricks on you. But when you're real relaxed and you're not looking right at a person, you'll a lot of times see a white trim around their body, then you'll see colors. And some people, it's much easier to see. Well, that energy field that we're all in, this genius, David Smith, created liquid crystals that activate just certain things. Now, again, I go to my homepage, lifewave.com/Radio Dan, lifewave.com/Radio Dan, or you can also put Dan's Health and Fitness on it, but or Dan's Health Talks on it, but Radio Dan, just put that in on the end, and then you'll be at the home page. You can, if you go to products, you'll find the X39. You can order it right there, but you can, but if you. And if you go to my website, Dan's Health Talks, I don't have the information up yet, but I'll get it up there. But there's a way of contacting me right there. So if you contact me at Dan's Health Talks, I'll send you out videos that shows you how to work. But there's videos on that site as well that you can get some education. But I'd be glad to send. There's one with a horse that when this horse trainer rubs the back of its thigh, the shank there, it just flinches. It's in pain. And he did it a couple times. Then he puts this cool wave patch on one side, and then on the other side, you put the, on the, when you're dealing with the pain patch, you put it on the right side, the white one, and the brown one on the left side. Well, as soon as he did that, he rubbed that area again. The horse didn't bother him. He did it a couple times, didn't bother it. Took the patch off and rubbed it again, and it hurt. That's how quick people have gotten rid of migraines just by holding patches up on the white one on the right temple and the tan one on the left temple. And within just 30 seconds or a minute, the migraine's gone. Those things are very demonstrable. And he has a lot of things like that. Some things may take a little long. Like, you don't know that they have a glutathione product that in their research showed increased glutathione by 300%. But how do you know that except that you feel better? They have to do, you'd have to do a blood test before and afterwards. But they've done the work. They have the 80 medical studies. They have the 100 patents that I understand by the end of next year may be closer to 150 patents. So this is a phenomenal company. And I don't know which one is more phenomenal. Fox Legacy Restore product, if you go to Fox, F-O-X-X, restore.com, you can see that amazing company and listen to the testimony, or this one. But I'm giving you stuff, and I'll be giving you more and more about how to stay young and live long and feel good. It's not just about living long. It's about having a quality of life and having a good, sharp memory. And what I left off with that I wanted to get into is they showed within using the patch, not an improvement in the brainwave pattern, but not an improvement in memory. 6 weeks out, the short-term and mid-term memory were really improved. So, folks, join me next week. We're going to get into more of this kind of stuff. I really want to change your life, and I want you to be happier, and this will help do that as well. So, I'm wishing you a good 2021, and no matter, I may not start it off good, but I hope it becomes good. Last year started off good, became bad. This time, hopefully, it'll be the reverse. See you next week. Thanks again for listening.